We back, Ted. We back finally.
This is like a Ghostbusters career. Right. We gotta have a 15 year layoff in this motherfucker. Well, welcome to Volume 2.
Episode 3. What movies had sequels that was that far apart? Star Wars.
Star Wars. Yeah, but they probably had. Well, did they go episode 1 and 2 and then do a 10-year layoff and do 3?
Nah, they kind of did like every 2 years.
That's what I'm saying.
What's fucked up is, though, I think about, like, they tell people was like finna whoop. Mentioning this is Lando Calrissian's show.
Right.
If you don't know what you're listening to.
Right, exactly. Just in case you make me confused.
But this is going to all tie in a second, though. They said Billy Dee Williams said he got death threats and people trying to whoop his ass in public after the end of Empire Strikes Back.
Wow.
You know, he turned in Harrison Ford.
Right, right, right.
Han Solo.
Han Solo, yeah.
So he, you know, people took that shit serious, dog. Think about people in a movie theater. You see Han Solo get put in carbonite. We was too young that when we saw we could go watch the next one.
Right, right, right.
Think about you in the movie theater and you see Han Solo get put in carbonite.
Niggas were like, motherfucker.
He said he was getting death threats. Motherfuckers was like mad at him. Yeah,
niggas.
But this is the 70s. People took that shit dead seriously.
People still do.
Think about you had to sit there and write a letter like, fuck you, Lando Calrissian.
Oh, no. It wasn't. Hey, this is the 70s. Racism was alive and well.
Nigger.
Dear nigger in space.
No, dear space nigger.
dear space monkey. Dear space monkey. I would like to let you know that I am thoroughly upset and distraught about your decision to turn in our loved Han Solo.
And you fucked up. You got by proxy, you got Luke Skywalker's hand cut off. Do all this shit. So they start blaming him for all different shit that happened.
All the shit that happened. He was like, the events that have transpired because of your dumb ass decision has now got Luke Skywalker's hand cut off. You know what? I told you. There should never be any black astronauts. There are no bananas in space. What the fuck are you doing up there?
And keep in mind, this is actually around the same year that Hank Aaron also broke the record for Babe Ruth for baseball for the most home runs. So it was a lot of nigga, these last three couple of years, it was a lot of nigga
dear
letters going out.
Niggers with cleats.
Because this is 1980, Empire Strike Back come out in 1980, though. 77 is the first one that comes out. Same year, Hank Aaron gets a lot of nigga letters because he breaks Babe Ruth's record in 77. So it was a lot of letters with nigga, and I'm sure there's a lot more that we can't think about. Also, Boss Nigger came out earlier in that decade, the movie with Fred Williamson in it.
Oh, my God.
And Boss Nigger 2, T-O-O, came out as well. It was a sequel to Boss Nigger. It was the Django before Django. It was the niggas in the Old West.
Straight up?
Yeah, and he called himself Boss Nigga. Boss and Amos, they was two different characters. It was two black dudes that's riding around the Old West fucking on white people. Just whooping white
just
people
whooping
ass and taking names later, dude. It's some brilliant shit. I need to see Boss Nigga 2, though. I didn't know it was a Boss Nigga 2.
Fucking Tarantino needs to remake that shit.
He got part of it from this. After I saw Boss Nigga. It's on Netflix, y'all. I was like, huh. He saw Boss Nigga.
Is it? So it was a lot of shit that was kind of...
Yeah, just the concept, but that's a black dude, and they bounty hunters, you know, but the difference is it's two black dudes.
Right.
And they just walking around, fucking white women, but this crazy part, they fucking white women, fucking Hispanic women, black women.
Just like niggas should be.
Exactly. In the Old West, these niggas is free. So, but no, welcome to another edition of Lando Calrissian.
Welcome.
Or the Lando Cal. The first black man in space. Also, the first black hated man in space.
Apparently, goes to space.
Racism has no boundaries.
Motherfucker sending space UPS letters to this nigga.
That'd be fucked up. It's in a time capsule. Like, you know what? Somebody probably did that shit. You know, in the 70s, though, I won't take it past nobody because people used to put time capsules back then.
Oh, yeah.
For your classes.
We did it in fucking Corpus.
Yeah, but look, somebody probably put in there. Fuck Lando Calrissian. This motherfucker gonna get this shit
right.
In 100 years.
37 years later, you be like, who the
fuck
is
Lando
Calrissian?
Somebody getting on probably might get on Google or something like, oh shit, he just called him nigga all through this motherfucker.
Damn. They really hate it, but Well, it was kind of fucked up that he didn't have Solo, though. He was kind of a nigga. I'm not going to lie.
He's trying to save his people, though, man. He's trying to save the Trade Federation. As well, keep emails on straightolc@gmail.com for the Lando. Lando Kirizen is going to get his own email at some point, but right now, email straightolc. So I got to go to the emails because we had emails since we had the last show. Lord knows these emails.
We had Lando. We had Lando Kirizen.
Yeah, we had Lando Calrissian emails.
Oh, nice.
People just addressing Lando Calrissian. People upset. Of course, that's a standard, standard situation for both shows. Rim doesn't get any emails for his mix show, though. Like, people just be like, man, that was dope. And they don't get no
email.
They'll
be like, what the fuck was that, Rim? Niggas with DJ's equipment.
All right. Question for SOLC. Loving what y'all doing with this Lando Calrissian situation, but I got a question. All right. So, if you had to be on a desert island with one science fiction movie, what would it be?
Oh, easy. The Matrix.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I'm going to be different, though. Brother from Another Planet. Featuring Joe Morton. Who is also in? He's in Terminator 2.
The
one that's supposed to fuck up all and set up Skynet.
Right.
I don't know. That movie is just so deep on some different levels because he was a black man that was from space though, but he was came down here though and realized he was a nigga though, but he was like extraterrestrial though. So it's like a double entendre on some shit.
So
y'all got to
check
it out.
Twice.
Yeah, it's a fuck you twice. So black people wasn't fucking with him. They like, who is this brother from another planet?
Right.
So I'm not gonna say that. That's just. But I'm going to go with The Matrix 2, though, on the real.
You know they're talking about relaunching that.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Can they wait till we 50? At least?
Nah, man. They talking about.
So they going to come with the same guy. I already know the plot. I know Neo who Neo is.
It's supposed to be a prequel, though. So it's supposed to be.
Oh, how shit.
Yeah, how shit got fucked up.
Okay. Now, you said not reboot, then they prequeled it.
They prequeling it,
okay.
I can get with that.
So you get to see how, because Tank and Dozer were born in Zion.
Right. Yep.
They were like the only two pure people, right? On the ship.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
because
yeah, yeah.
Morpheus wasn't pure though, was he?
I don't know. They don't
know. Because I remember Tank and Dozer were like, yeah, we the only two that
no,
were.
No, he said we're the only two born in Zion, but I don't know. Question is, who the fuck freed Morpheus? Was it the first Neo?
No, because that Neo, remember there was the destruction of the whole thing. Though,
well, so it's happened a whole bunch of times. That's what I'm saying. Like,
oh, you know what? Because remember, each Neo got to choose who got the people that restarted again.
Right, like seven people.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Morpheus would have to be, I think no Morpheus was freed.
I think he was free too.
I'm just trying to figure out who freed him and when
that
would
have happened. That's an interesting thing that would be going on with that. And you know what? That prequel would actually be good work. Is the Wachowskis doing that?
I don't know. I think they want somebody else other than.
But they own the whole franchise though, so they would have to sign off. They probably have some executive production.
Well, the article I read was about. They were just saying their ideas, like that the Wachowski brothers. He liked the ideas, but he had a lot of help because I think the dude. God, I can't remember what movie. There was a couple other movies that their cinematographer. Mm-hmm. The guy who chose the shots, he actually mapped out and did a lot of The Matrix. That's why I said The Matrix 2 looked a little different.
Because he wasn't involved in The Matrix?
Right, he wasn't involved.
Really?
And then they were talking about how it shows how the Wachowski brothers sometimes struggle to keep, in the, what they call it, a continuum?
Okay.
Or a continuity throughout the film. Because they were saying, like, when you look at, what were the two movies that came after that?
What you mean?
Speed Racer.
Speed Racer. That was horrible.
Right, Speed Racer. Then you had, what's the most recent one? Cloud Atlas. People still kind of struggle with. the only one that they made, where they helped produce and help make, but they didn't direct, was V for Vendetta.
Oh, okay. V for Vendetta was a cool movie.
Right.
That was a cool movie. So they're going to come out. That's going to be an interesting joint to see if they come up with that. I'm going to Google that and look into that a little bit more. but as always, keep hitting us with the questions. Subscribe to us on Stitcher. Let us know which kind of way you want us to go. We can format in the show as we go along. So let us know what you kind of want to listen to.
Yeah, you tell us.
Yeah.
You send us an email. Tell us what if you stuck on a desert island and you got to get a VHS. You don't even get to use DVD. VHS. What sci-fi movie you stuck with?
Yeah. And this one, not don't be like, man, the whole Star Wars series. Or the whole Star Trek series. No, you can't get on with that. It's a VHS. They can't put them many things in VHS.
Nah,
and it's
one.
The 2 hour and 15 minute one too. So if your movie go over 2 15
that,
hours, though,
you asked out
and don't see the end. Or maybe you had to start the movie at like the 1/4 point, depending on the film. But let's go into a couple of topics, fanboy topics. Did you check out the Oscars, man?
Nah, I actually did not get a chance to check out the Oscars, bro. I was, what was that, Sunday? Was that on Sunday?
Yeah, last Sunday.
Yeah, nah, I think I was tied up somewhere.
Did you, you saw all the winners and all that stuff, though, right?
I saw bits and pieces of the winner. I mean, you knew what the big talk was about.
The 12 Years a Slave. Yeah, so what do you think about that winning?
You
seen it? Have you seen it?
Yeah, of course.
See, I ain't shit, though. I still ain't seen it, man. And I was one of the main people championing people to go to see it, too, and I still haven't seen it. Just been so busy.
I mean, it was a big deal because Lupita won.
Do you think she should have won?
I'm trying to think of who she. I don't even remember who she was.
It was some other. It was no other woman. I think that would stand out just from visually I'll go to the nominees, but I don't think it was anybody visually I saw that was like, oh shit, I could see that being a standout performance.
Right.
You know,
I'm trying to remember. There were some people. You know what's funny? I read an article that said because 12 Years a Slave won. It was like 3 different awards, wasn't it?
What you mean?
She won for supporting actress. Did it win Best Movie or something?
You won Best Movie of the Year, Movie of the Year.
Movie of the Year, they said that 2 people on the judging panel didn't even view it.
12 Years a Slave?
12 Years a Slave.
Hold on. Hold on. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, so you're saying it's white guilt?
Basically, that's what they said because the movement was so strong. They were just like, fuck it. Google it. They were saying
okay. These are the nominees for Best Supporting Actress: Sally Hawkins in Blue Jasmine, Jennifer Lawrence, American Hustle. Like we said, Lupita Nyong, 12 Years a Slave, Julia Roberts, Augusta, Osage County, and June Squibb, Nebraska. Now the movie Nebraska was actually pretty funny from the little clips I saw. Old lady was pretty funny in there.
I
man.
Haven't even got a chance. I was gonna rent it on Redbox to try to.
Check that out because the little lady June Squibb would look like she was pretty damn funny though. Like she was like the scenes that they were showing. Like there was this one scene where she was like cussing out somebody's grave, like "fuck you" type thing. No, and they were like, "Come on, grandma!" Like she was like mad at somebody. It was like, you know, "fuck you," you know, like I got, you know, I want to fuck you, you know, whatever. So I was like, that's kind of cool.
I need to see. I mean, I've only actually heard of, I think I heard Blue Jazz of Osage. I heard Osage, was it Blue Jazz?
Blue Jasmine. Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen that. I don't even know what that's about. That's what Sally Hawkins,
I wanted to see American Hustle. That shit was just
I just need to see American Hustle. I got through half of Wolf of Wall Street.
That shit was so long. Was it really just fucking?
What'd you think, Real?
Wolf was dope. But
Wolf wasn't just about fucking.
It was.
Half of it. It was some crazy shit.
So I need to keep my lotion on.
Yeah. No, you do. It was crazy. No, it was like crazy though. Like I've only seen half of it, but it was crazy, dog.
Yeah, like
they had different levels of hookers that they
God.
Fuck with, and like they show them fucking them in the office. Like it was like somebody.
Cocaine
there was like one
hookers.
Chick that was like a secretary or something. And she blew everybody in the office. But one dude ended up marrying her from the office, but they ain't say nothing.
He ended up killing himself.
Yeah, he ended up killing himself because he found out or something, right?
No, he already knew, but I guess it's like he just got
it
too
just
overwhelmed.
It just got too much overwhelmed, yeah. Right, okay.
It was just some strippers and cocaine.
Yeah.
And it was like the drugs was just, it was like different levels. They started popping like pills.
Dude, I'm talking about a dude. At the beginning of the movie, he names 10 different drugs he has to do in a day. Like he said, like he just literally don't even remember the name. He names it like 10. Like I do this for this, I do this for this, I do alcohol to get me back up to this. Then I need Prozac like, to do this. Then I need to do cocaine to do this.
Right.
And like I'm talking about literally, he names 10 drugs, heroin to give me this. Then I do a little bit of crack. They do a crack in here.
Oh my God, dude.
Like this before he even got money though, for real. Him and Jonah Hill doing crack.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So Wolf Wall Street was a dope. I need to finish. I'm gonna finish it tonight.
What about American Hustle, Ram?
It was good. It was different though. It wasn't good as Wolf.
It wasn't good for Wolf Wall Street.
Nah. It was alright though. You know who he what was the main dude, the main character?
Talking about Wolf Wall Street?
No, of
American Hustle.
Yeah,
what's talking about Bradley Cooper? Talking about Bradley Cooper.
He like
no Christian Bale. Christian Bale was the.
He reminded me of Chris Hansen.
Oh shit.
He did. but that one was a little different. It got a little sloppy towards the middle. It was like.
Yeah, then you in the world was going.
Yeah.
See, that was my thing. I was gonna try to see it at the movie, but that shit said like 3 hours.
Yeah, same thing with Wolf. That's what Wolf Wall Street. Long. That was like Wolf. You, that's why Wolf discouraged me every time. No, like, oh damn, my God. 3 hours.
Because you get to the point, be like, okay, it's for the, it's probably at the end, and it keep going. It's like the same thing almost, but it was like, good. What?
The movie, I heard that Dallas Buyers Club is dope.
Yeah, that was the next one I was going to say that we need to see is Dallas Buyers
Club. I need to see that, though. I need to see. Because the dude that won Best Supporting Actress, actor, the dude was a transsexual in there and flipped it. They said you couldn't even tell that he was a dude.
I got that, too. I didn't
you
watch
said, you
it.
See, I heard you can't even tell he's a dude.
Cause is that the one that gave Matthew McConaughey AIDS?
Yeah.
No, it was just a dude he met at these AIDS, like a support group.
Ah, okay.
Because the whole concept of the movie from the summary I met is basically he finds out that there is a cure for it, but it's in Mexico, and he's like smuggling it to the country and giving it to the people in his AIDS support group, but he's homophobic, though. And the whole thing, I guess, is him that he has his relationship and getting cool with this transsexual dude and him, I guess, you know, coming to terms with it and things like that. Because he gets AIDS, though, because he fucks a girl that was doing heroin, but sharing needles. That's how he gets it.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's how he gets AIDS, though. This is all in the summary. I haven't seen it, but that's from the summary that I read. It was the dude's name is Jared Leto. He went.
Jared Leto.
They said he looks like a total girl. They got him in their total.
He do. You know who Jared Leto is?
Yeah,
right?
He's like in a band too, right?
He's in 30 Seconds of Mars.
Okay, yeah.
But he's also the dude. Remember, Fight Club.
Which one? I saw on his thing. IMDb that he was in that. Which role did he play in that?
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So, Edward Norton, remember, he beats up this dude who has stark blonde hair. And he said, why'd you do that? Like, why'd you continue whooping his ass? He said, I want to destroy something beautiful. And he stands up and the dude's face is just all fucked up.
Yeah.
And he has, like, his hair is, like, hella blonde.
Yeah.
He's the only blonde dude in there. That's Jared Leto.
So, he was on the internet one scene then.
No. Well, he was in throughout the movie, like
as the crew and people.
Yeah,
moving around
yeah.
And stuff
when
like
Robert Paulson and then went to go try to set up all that shit, he was a part of that crew.
You know, they're talking about doing a Fight Club too.
I think it'd be dope if they let Zack Snyder do it.
Is it because he did the original one, right?
I'm not sure who wrote I know the dude that wrote it is. Dude, he got some real good shit. The dude, the writer of Fight Club, the guy who wrote the book.
Yeah, because it's a book. Did you read the book? Have you read the book? Or?
I heard it's even better than the movie, though.
That's what I was going to say. How close is it that...
So, in my film class that I was taking, when I told them that one of the reasons I like what got me into film is when I watched Fight Club and when they started like sneaking in pictures...
David Fichtner,
yeah. They started sneaking in pictures of Brad Pitt when, right before Tyler Durden actually was... materialized, you know, you had to slow it down to actually see.
So, like, when at the beginning, when he's just talking and going through bullshit and stuff like that.
So do you remember in Fight Club where he said he used to put in, he worked at, that Brad Pitt worked at a movie theater and he used to put in pictures of, like, his dick in
the children's And it was so fast that people know.
They did that with Tyler Durden in this film. So, like, when he's sitting on a plane, like, it shows like a waitress walking down the aisle, and you'll see Brad Pitt flash
sitting there.
He's standing by in the hallway, in the aisle. It's real quick. It's like a second.
Damn! So you got to pause it almost.
Right. Yeah, I had to. I literally had to pause it at the such and such like 22 seconds to see this image of Brad Pitt. You know, being
and
like
it happens. Happens throughout the whole.
It happens up until he actually meets Tyler Durden.
Damn.
So it's like his. It's like Tyler Durden.
That's dope.
In his head, you know what I'm saying?
That's dope. So he's all around.
Exactly. So that's what I was talking about. I was like, dude, that was incredible detail because I never would have thought of something like that. He was like, he's like David Fichtner actually wrote it like that in his book.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit! I need to go read that book then, man.
Yeah. Between he said that one. There's another one called Choke that actually came out.
Same writer.
It's supposed to be super dope too.
This dude's done a lot of dope shit.
Oh yeah,
Kitchener.
Yeah.
He did Seven.
Yep.
Alien 3.
Yep.
Panic Room. Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Damn, and he did Social Network.
I told you, dude's legit, man.
The girl with the and he directs parts. He's executive producer of House of Cards. And he directs part of House of Cards. Damn.
Yeah, Fichtner's bomb, man.
Damn, I fuck with you, Fichtner. All right. I need motherfucking put him on my list of players. So. Oscar's over, you know. So people was trying to say that she won, Lupita won because she was black.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think it's going to be hard to fight against that. I mean, but she be getting haters out the wazoo. Like, yeah, she got, you heard about the Nigerian pop star that's beefing with her?
Shut up. Beefing with her for what?
So, in her speech, Lupita was talking about how growing up, she was, you know, the whole dark skin complex or whatever. You know, dark skin's ugly, this and that. She said, so after winning or being starting to get all this exposure, she said a girl wrote into her saying that she gave her confidence to be confident in her dark skin. She said, because at the time, you know, skin bleaching is really
still
big
in Africa, yeah.
So there's a girl that has her own, I can't remember her name. She's a Nigerian pop singer who has her own bleaching products.
Oh, wow.
That she was selling.
She's basically saying she's hating on her paper.
Well, that's what happened. Because the girl named the bleaching product she was going to buy. And Lupita kind of went in on it. Was like, yeah, you don't need to do that to feel beautiful. That stuff is only for people who are unconfident in their skin. This, this, and that. And this girl got on Twitter snapping on her. Talking about, you talk about me trying to be white. You know, because I'm just bleaching. You was like, you owned by white people. The system you in is owned by white people. You owned by white folks. I was like, well.
I mean, that's like one of them altruistic arguments that's like, well, your mama fat. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, my mom's fat. You know, what the fuck? What they got to do with people bleaching their skin? That's fucked up, you know?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, so but it seemed like she couldn't win for losing, you know, because some people were complaining because she won because she was black. But then if she would have lost, people would have been saying she didn't win because she was black. You know, 12 was a slave, won because it was black. But if it didn't win, people would have been complaining either way. So it was like, fuck it, man. Let them people live and be happy in that moment. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's not like it happens often, dude. I mean, like, motherfuckers need to chill on that shit.
That was just one of them things.
I mean,
man.
Shit. Danny Glover can't even give him. He's trying to do the
Overture. Yeah, Lurisan Overture. Yeah, which would be a dope film, though. Just the concept of that is.
But who would go see it though?
Yeah, they'd have to make it. They would have to do some shit. Like
Quentin Tarantino had to make it.
No. They can make it though if they had. And then this sounds gonna sound so fucked up.
I'm glad you prefaced it.
Yeah. They're gonna need to have like somebody white like helping LaVon Overture, or inspiring.
It wouldn't
him
even
some
be
shit.
Historical though.
Right, but that would be motherfuckers gonna see it then. Like if he learned like how to be a general from some white guy. No, real talk though. That would be the way because people. Oh, okay. And then you can sneak it in. Like, you know, even you do this a little bit of it. The white people be like, cool. I'm get it.
He learned from Harrison Ford how to be a general.
Yeah, there you go. People be mad, but that's the only way that shit's gonna get made. Same thing with Nat Turner. Ain't nobody gonna watch that unless Nat Turner like talk to a white Jesus. Now that there you go, because you know he said that God told him to revolt.
Right.
If it was a white Jesus, it'd get made.
Brad Pitt plays Jesus.
There you go. See, we already halfway to get this damn funding for that movie for Nat Turner story.
Dude, they would never. Nat Turner would never fly.
They ain't never gonna come up with that
Nat
shit.
Nat Turner. Unless a black filmmaker.
You know
what?
We need to come out with like a sketch comedy thing of that because it's never gonna come out like a preview for Nat Turner. Born in Virginia on a plantation.
Man, right.
White Jesus tells him, kill them crackers.
Right. Okay, and they be like, White Jesus played by George Zimmerman.
Shut up.
Because you know we ain't going to be getting no funding for no big name. Like George.
What you... he said George Zimmerman.
He a multicultural Jesus, baby.
Oh my God, it'd be so polarizing though.
And it would.
Kill the crackers.
Kill the crackers. And the niggas too.
And the back. And the niggas too.
And the niggas too. What'd you say? Nothing.
Right. Especially if they have a hood on. Man, dude, but that's. Damn, that George has never been, dude. But moving forward though, man, we have to give a RIP out, man, to Ivan Redman, man. Not Ivan Redman. I'm tripping.
Like, you know, Ivan Reitman?
Ramis, man.
Oh, hey, I was gonna say Ivan Reitman.
Ivan
Redman's still alive. Yeah. Harold Ramis.
Harold Ramis. I'm tripping, man. RIP out to him, man. Just yeah, you know, he was part of our childhood, man. With the indie. Let's think about all the shit he did, though, too. You know, all the shit he wrote and directed is
some
crazy
black stuff too, didn't he?
Hold on. Let me go to his page here. He did do some shit though.
I feel like he did some. He helped produce some. Well, I know what's the name helped do girlfriends. Who was it that helped do girlfriends? It's Kramer. Not Kramer. What the fuck is dude's name? From Cheers. The smart dude.
Oh, on Cheers? Oh, it's my Frasier.
Frasier, yeah.
He's the one Kelsey helped. Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer, yeah.
Yeah, he does a lot of black shit. He produced The Game.
He produced Girlfriends.
I think those are the two shows he produced. Yeah.
I'm trying not to make sure I don't get them confused.
Yeah, he did. All right, let's see his filmography here, though. He directed Caddyshack.
Right, of course.
National Lampoon's Vacation.
Right.
Club Paradise.
Never seen it.
Groundhog Day, which is a underground classic.
Yeah.
Multiplicity.
With Michael Keaton?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Analyze This.
Yep.
Analyze That.
Yep.
Bedazzled. I'm just skipping over some of the shit. Nobody know that shit.
Wait. Is Bedazzled the one with the...
Let's see. Who's in this shit?
Brendan Fraser?
Yep.
Yeah, I own that. That shit was actually hella funny.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I never seen that. The Office TV show, he was a director of some episodes of that. But he wrote a lot of shit too, man. He wrote a lot of National Lampoons.
He didn't do Stripes.
He wrote Stripes.
Okay.
Meatballs, wrote Meatballs. Wrote Ghostbusters 1 and 2, wrote them. Caddyshack 2, wrote that. Wrote Groundhog Day, wrote Analyze This, wrote Analyze That. And he wrote the Ghostbusters video game too.
Damn, that's deep.
Yeah, he died, man. But it's crazy because they was been trying to work on that Ghostbusters 3 for forever.
Really?
Yeah, man. They said that they used to send the script to Bill Murray, and he would just rip it up and re-FedEx it back to him.
Here's my thought.
Like, every year they would like, okay, we got a great one, and send it to the mail. Like, I think it's unsolicited. They just send it to him. Paramount would just send it to him. Like,
he just gets check it up out. In the mail. Like, what's this? Oh, it's one of those.
They said supposedly he didn't even read the motherfuckers. It's like nobody wants to see a 60-year-old fucking Ghostbuster. Rip, send it back in the mail.
That's true. Yeah. You could at least give this shit a chance, but that's true. I don't think anybody wants
But like
to
you were saying, though, before we started, though, you saying, like, they talking about it coming out now to where they going to give the baton over to, you know, some
whoever
new people.
I mean, I think that's a good idea. Like, I can see him being a cameo, but, like...
You know who's going to be in this, right?
Who?
Shia LaBeouf. Probably.
Even
though he's going crazy right now. You see he's going crazy and shit. Talking about he's not a rich guy, and he's, like, going crazy and shit. Like,
what?
Doing dumb shit. Because you heard about when he did that shit, though, where he, like, basically took somebody's whole script.
And tried to sell it after
No, he's, like, or did, like, a tri- yeah, tried to sell it, but it was somebody short they already
yeah,
did.
Right.
And then he even copied his apology from.
He was like, we got a guy who's going to go around. You don't really know his name. He's just murdering people. He flips a coin. He's like, that sounds like No Country for Old Men.
Then he put his apology was Tiger Woods' apology he put out. This nigga's so busy.
He's like, you know what? I'm really sorry. I wish I hadn't fucked those 5 white girls. Hold on. Wrong one. That's kind of fucked up, man. You can't even come up with your own.
Plagiarized his own apology, even.
That makes me think you're not truly sorry, sir.
Yeah. So he didn't give a fuck. So he's been doing some crazy shit.
I like Shia too, man. That's
yeah. He's been doing some crazy loony shit though, but Bill Murray's probably got to be one of the most coolest dudes ever. We got the list here of 20 reasons Bill Murray is the coolest
motherfucker.
All right, number one, there's actually a chance he considered this. Bill Murray's party crashing tour dates and locations. They had a thing of him because he just crashes random people parties in different places, and
he
just
show up
at your crib. You know, and he had a schedule with this. His amazing Hall of Fame speeches. So they got this thing of him doing this Hall of Fame speech that's supposed to be amazing. And Kingpin, Bill Murray, he can really bowl. They're saying Kingpin really bowled 3 strikes in a row in the scene where his character, Ernie McCracken, does the same. The crowd's reaction is genuine actually for Murray.
That's crazy.
Like, people are, like, tripping out for real. Like, damn. Like,
you got some skills.
He runs bases better than other players in the game, so he actually runs the bases in here. He was like, you know how you throw out the terminal pitch for baseball?
Oh.
He runs around whole bases doing like better than David Ortiz. Bill Murray shoots 3-pointers, so they got him shoot like the half court shot during the game for like the little halftime thing.
I need to see that video.
Yeah, they got the video of that. He might be your next bartender though. He just shows up at a random bar, though, just starts bartending. Just goes behind there and starts bartending.
Is there any black guys that can do that?
I think Denzel could.
Just anybody. So
I think Denzel could do that. Irish, I think white or black.
An Irish right bar in the middle of Boston.
Yep.
He can just walk right in.
Yep. I think Denzel could do it. Hmm. Will Smith, too. I see Will Smith.
I see Will Smith.
I think Will Smith
I can see Will Smith doing it. Denzel.
What about Terrence Howard? And you see, dude, if you see
why does he come out? You gotta go see
300 just to go see this poster Terrence Howard's new movie is in with fucking Sylvester Stallone, not Sylvester Stallone, with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, I want to see this now to see the epic fail of this motherfucker.
It's
Terrence.
Like, it's almost like the Expendables.
It's Expendables with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Almost, actually, it looks like more SWAT.
It does look like SWAT.
Like SWAT with Samuel Jackson in it, but it happens to have Terrence Howard in it, but he's not the main character. Arnold Schwarzenegger is the main character.
Right, but it's like because I saw the previews for
all the stereotypical things from a black dude in an action movie in the '80s is a little like a third, a secondary to the secondary character. He does all those, every one of them.
He's Terry Crews.
We ain't doing that. You know, like what about, you know, the brother though. Watch out now. You know. All this stereotypical shit for the 80s.
And you cannot take all this shit from a trailer, bro.
Dude, I saw it all, though. We can't go in there.
I gotta keep my waves fresh.
Like, you need me to hold it down?
Where the bitches at?
Right. You know, there was the beginning bar scene, though, after they do, like, something, like, all together.
Right,
they
go back and go get a drink.
And they go have a drink. Exactly.
Where are the
bitches? Well, I'm finna go home with these two. And then, you know, he put his arm out two girls and walk away. And then Arnold Schwarzenegger talk about, he's never gonna learn. And you know, they always talk about, like, and he end up come back with a story next day, like, man, he ended up robbing me. That's how he looked at
it. And he said, how'd you get over here? I mean, I couldn't catch a cab. You know, I'm black in New York City.
I'm black in New York City. All right, nothing mess for Bill Murray. He'll sign wherever he hits you in the face.
What?
Yeah, he hit somehow accidentally with a Coke bottle because he threw it over the side of like at a racetrack. And it hit somebody. And then he was like, oh, shit, my bad. And he signed an autograph on their face where he hit them at.
It's kind of a jerk move, actually.
Yeah, he inspired a coloring book.
What?
Called Thrill Murray.
That's awesome.
He shares your fries. One time, Bill Murray came up to me at Wendy's, took a fry off my tray, ate it, looked me in my eyes, and said, nobody's going to believe you. Dog, that's so gangster.
That's real as
dude,
fuck.
Dude, that's real as fuck.
That's real as fuck. I can just imagine myself looking up and be like, yo. He'd be like, nobody's going to believe you. Bill Murray just ate my fry. Somebody.
He went this randomly on stage playing guitar with Eric Clapton during the show.
No black guy can do that.
You don't think so?
Eric just ran.
No, he can play, though. He can really play, though. Will Smith can do that shit, dude. If he ran on anybody's rap show damn near, though, and start flowing, if you're talking about comparable kind of audiences, but he already rapped, though. We don't know that fucking Bill Murray can fucking play the guitar.
That sounds like some little mama shit, though. That sounds like some little mama shit.
But no, he can really play, though.
I understand.
Like, so he's like...
Did it say guitar or air guitar?
No, he's playing the guitar on the stage.
Oh,
like during the
air guitar.
No, a guitar, electric guitar on the stage. Like during the Eric Clapton show, came on stage and started playing.
That's crazy.
He'll shake your hand for over a minute. He just keeps shaking people's hands in China. He was just shaking people's hands, though, giving them more in the second for a minute. He'll clean up after your party. So he crashes your party and help you clean up. They got pictures of him helping clean up in somebody's random crib after they party that he just crashed because he heard about it. It sounds almost like remember, was it Mr. Deeds? Remember that kind of when he was the dude, him and John McEnroe, and she was just doing dumb shit together?
Yeah,
that's how it sounds. He'll star in your movie. He just jumps into somebody's random short film, though, and just because they asked him to. They had a walk-on role.
And we need to do a movie centered around Bill Murray, then.
He's a multi-sport athlete, you know. He's supposed to be real good, though. He's actually on the pro-am circuit.
Can we do a biopic, a short film on Will Smith, Rise to Glory, but Bill Murray plays Will Smith?
Oh my God, man, he plays the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and shit.
He does the rap songs. He does all that. That shit would be...
And it'd be dope. And you had the real Jazzy Jeff, too.
That's what I'm saying. And we should just write it. We should just write it, dog. Make it
He enjoys sing-along. So he sings along for different random karaoke nights. And he did it for the stretch, 7-inning stretch of the Cubs game, which is a big ceremonial thing to do, take me out to the ball game in Chicago. He debuts with Clint Eastwood. Him and Clint Eastwood get on stage singing. He'll conduct your school's marching band. So he just randomly goes up there and conducts some school's marching band. He showed up to Cannes Film Festival with this camera. With like a little baby camera. Taking pictures of people.
Look at that blazer.
All right. 19. He might show up at your karaoke party. Just showed up at somebody's random karaoke night. Just hanging out.
Must be nice to live in Cali.
Yeah, so that's some of the dope 20 reasons that Bill Murray is supposed to be the coolest man alive. It's some other great list for of him, though. Let's see. It's another one here, though, because it was some other great ones, too, that this one might have here about Bill Murray.
Groundhog Day 2.
Groundhog Day is epically dope.
Shit happens again.
But nobody wants to see no Ghostbusters 3. So
I do. I want to see Ghostbusters 3.
I know.
Hey, you know what'd be fucked up? Is at the end, the end villain is Harold Ramis' ghost.
Oh, shut up, man.
I'm just saying. Did you see they actually had a meme with that in there though?
Really?
It was a cartoon. Yeah, Harold Ramis going inside the little box. I was like, bye, guys.
So here's actually, this is the one that I read before, though, too. 10 stories of why he's the most interesting man in the world. All right. So these are people's accounts. Bill Murray wanders around New York, randomly crashing people's parties, giving fatherly advice to people. Just randomly just shows up at your crib.
You know, you probably shouldn't fuck him, advice. Right? He's fucked 4 of your friends. This probably would not be a good idea.
Yeah. Bill Murray played, like, these people just randomly, he just went on, just played kickball with random people. Just was in town, just went out to a random park and started playing kickball with them.
I can see Bill Murray just randomly playing tag.
Hunter S. Thompson and Bill fucking Murray on open sea. So him and Hunter Thompson were best friends. He's a big time writer, Rangers Digest. He killed himself on some crazy shit. Like, he was a dope, like, thinker and writer.
I'm trying to think of what. Why do I know that name?
Hunter Thompson, I'm going to give you more about him. He's a dope writer, like forward thinker. I'm going to give you a description of him because he wrote a lot of like fundamental stuff like people in like 70s, 80s. Like he's one of the like writers that people look up to, like when you look at like way like a lot of commentaries are written that people's styles are now though. He's one of the first people to kind of be doing kind of that style of writing. But I'm going to give you a full description.
Cuz I know I've read some stuff about by him, but I just can't.
Yeah, he was. He wrote. I think he wrote. I'm trying. This net slowing up here on me here, but I'm gonna come back to it if you can. I'll let everybody know. In 2006, Bill Murray joined an NYU archaeological team for a dig in the Mediterranean because he felt like it. Bill Murray doesn't have an agent, just an 800 number that you can call and leave a voicemail pitching your movie. So that's just how those other group of people got him to be in a short.
Dude, I'm gonna call. Get the number.
Yeah, we got.
We're gonna call and pitch him doing Will Smith. I bet you he'd do it. I bet you he would do it.
Bill Murray once got lost in the jungles of Bali on a motorbike. He was later found putting an impromptu show with all the locals of a small village in attendance, even though he didn't speak Balinese. Let me get this Hunter. All right, next one. Is, let's see. In 2010, Bill Murray walked into a bar with RZA and GZA, the Wu-Tang Clan, and started bartending. No matter what anyone ordered, he gave them shots of tequila. That's hilarious, dude. Like, But Hunter Thompson, though, to go back, he's a journalist, like I said before, though. He was incarcerated 60 days for abetting a robbery, helping out with a robbery. And he also was one of the forefront thinkers. of the way we look at, you know, love, drugs, and just the way we overall look at life as a whole, though. So he's part of the counterculture movement, basically.
You got some stuff that he's written?
He's written books.
That's what I'm saying. Give me...
The Kentucky Derby is a decadent and depraved. I guess he had this whole thing around, this a book around the Kentucky Derby, I guess with it being foo-foo and shit with all the big hats and all the things go around it. Another book he has, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas,
yes,
A Savage
okay.
Journey to the Heart of the American Dream.
Yeah, that's a, they did a
movie off of that.
Yeah, with Johnny Depp.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the film starring Johnny Depp in 98. So that's him.
Okay.
Hunter Thompson. And they were best friends, though, him and Bill Murray. So that's hilarious. Those are some just dope things about Bill Murray. Oh, and then he said they just read a report and think at the Tribeca Film Festival, Bill Murray left the club after midnight with three women. Just randomly. This is the Tribeca Film Festival magazine, like just talking about that's the only thing they saw him do while he was there.
Oh, that's a good film.
You want to go? You guys want to leave and just go do karaoke at my place with my microphone?
With my microphone, personally.
This down here.
You guys like each other, right?
Right.
Won't be awkward.
I can see that. But that's some cool stuff about Bill Murray. We're gonna move forward into it. Teddy, what movies have you seen lately that you that you've been kind of feeling lately?
Dude, I don't think I've been to the movies. I done fell off. I have caught up on some stuff on Netflix though.
What'd you catch up on?
Hemlock Grove.
What is that about?
So that's a Netflix special, man. It's actually made by Netflix. Like there's
so it's a movie or is it?
It's a series.
So it's like House of Cards.
Yeah. And it's actually pretty good.
What's the concept of it?
It's like this weird ass town where like all this mystic shit is happening and like it's kind of like it has like a little there's a Twilight element to it because it deals with well right now all I know is werewolves but there's like one there's a clan of werewolves that operate inside of there that nobody knows who is who and there's one that's gotten loose because he's gone insane or something like that and so they're trying to figure out who is who and where it's coming from. And I think it deals with, like, there's a chemical. It's a plant that's out there. There's a plant that's out there. It's not a chemical plant. It's like a medical plant.
Okay.
And they're, like, rehashing, like, body parts. And they're doing, like, tests to do that. So, like, they're creating other monsters by using the people, the town people,
mm-hmm.
you know, because some of the town people are monsters as well. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy. It's a whole bunch of mixed up shit that's really eerie. Like the way that it's shot, it's kind of ridiculous. So it's cool though. And it actually won an award.
Really?
Yeah,
okay. Netflix okay. I'm going to check that. What's it called again?
Hemlock Grove.
Hemlock Grove. Okay. That's something different to check out. Well, I checked out 300 this past weekend. Cool flick. I don't think people should expect 300. The 300 kind of aspect with it. It's choppy, kind of choppy, but it's cool that they show how the naval battles were kind of fought in Greece. Because, you know, being a history major in college, I used to read about them and you hear about them how basically they fought in war where they would just knock each other's oars off and shit like that. But it was actually kind of fly to see how it could potentially have really happened in real life. People don't go in there thinking this is historically accurate and shit because I heard one dude like, man, yo, the 300 cats, though, you know how the cats see that movie and they think they know history. They're like, no, son. I'm telling you, man, that dude Xerxes, though, he really dressed like that. He didn't really dress like that.
No,
he didn't look like
that. Niggas
don't
understand that Persian people were actually mad at the way they portrayed in the first
Yeah, time. Exactly, because he looks like on some crate. And, like even, like, they set up as a mystical type of thing, even more than the first one. You know how they had, like, the mystical thing around Xerxes?
Right.
They have
right.
that same feel on this one, though.
Is it made by, this one's still Zack Snyder?
He produced it. He didn't direct it, though.
Okay.
He didn't direct it. So, but it was cool. It was a cool film. I definitely suggest if you know, just don't go in there thinking it's going to be 300. 300 plot was so simple that it was, like, brilliant because it was so simple. We just going to try to protect this pass. That's it. That's all we doing.
Like, if they make it through the hot gates, we fucked.
Right. So, you know, but on this, they had different battles going on and different, you know, concepts going on because the Greeks were the Athenians and Themistocles, which is the main character, main protagonist in this one, Themistocles.
Does that have to do with the eye?
Mm-mm. Themistocles is an Athenian general. He was the hero of Marathon. He's the hero of the Battle of Marathon.
Oh, Oh, okay, okay.
He's
okay.
The hero of that, though. But even that part in there, people, please don't go in there. That the way they do the battle marathon in there is not nowhere historically accurate. Because they end the spoiler alert here. He kills King Darius in the movie, but in real life, the King Darius died just regular, just you know, died in Persia, and Xerxes just took over as the rightful heir. And here though, they have it all set up like Themistocles is the one that killed him and shit like that. But none of that ever happened. Dude, you got to think about back in the king one going. They had the king on the boat, like just standing there on the boat. Then when the king wouldn't just sit on the boat like that, yeah. Just out in the open, just for people to shoot and hit him.
The king don't even usually go to the battle. Motherfucking battles.
Right. There's some kings that would, like Alexander the Great right, and shit like that. But that was few cats was being on that shit. It was some that did, you know what I'm saying? But, nah, not in this situation, though. But it was a dope film, though. I wouldn't say dope. I would give it a 7. 6.5, 7.
Really?
6.5, 7.
Not even an 8.
Nah, the reason I wouldn't say 8 because it was like, it was over gratuitous violence, I would say, and I love violence, but it was a gang. It was like worse. It was worse than 300 for violence.
Really,
dude, it's the first 2 minutes. His head's couldn't cut off, and that's continuously out. It's very. It's only maybe 5 minutes straight where you don't have anybody dying. Straight up, it was like 5 minutes where somebody was dying or getting raped or something. Nice. In their period.
Nice.
But it was cool though. I mean, the battle marathon. As a historian in me though, you know, I wasn't feeling kind of the way they kind of played that out. But it was cool though. Themistocles, the dude, he did dope in there. It was some weird shit going on in there with Themistocles and Artemis, which is the woman that was the naval captain in Xerxes. Yeah, that was some weird shit going on with them too because they end up fucking and stuff and like. So I don't know how that happened.
Xerxes is fucking the chick.
No, Themistocles. So wants to talk to him because he wins the first 2 days of the battle. So she wants to talk to him. So they sent like you know, but people would do that though during the battle though. Like, hey, let's meet up. And let's talk about what's going on in here or whatever we're going
to
do.
Honor. That's so weird to have honor amongst wars. Like, you got somebody that's straight up.
Like, but they had that, though. I mean, they just.
It's like, all right, let's meet up. Let's have a discussion.
Right. And he went on her ship, though, and they just end up fucking. And, like, and it was, like, a brutal fucking, like, they were fighting fucking. that was some weird shit. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, damn. Like, they were fighting fucking. Like, she would, like, throw him down and start. He would throw her down and hit it from the back, and then they pull knives on each other and shit. And, like, it was some. That was some weird shit.
Taste my blade and my penis.
Right, right. So, that was kind of weird, but it was cool. It was cool. Like, it was cool. It's a good flick to go, to, you know, and check out and hang out. Definitely didn't meet my expectations because I just like 300 so much. So, it was didn't meet my expectations with that. But it was a cool film movie, though, to check out and see. So, I would definitely tell people to go check that one out.
I'm trying to think. They got some. Oh, Netflix. Two other things. Mm-hmm. The Following.
What is that, a Netflix show?
No, it actually comes on regular television.
Okay, but you can
but
check
the
it
first
out.
Season, you know, the first season's on there, and it's dope. It's based on a guy that creates a cult while he's in jail. And it's people who are just kind of mentally unstable. They're looking for like highs in life, and he said the only way to find a high in life is to create death. And so he has this cult of people who are just willing to kill people, like in his name and in all. And he creates a story.
Oh, yeah, that's the dude that's in jail you were talking about.
Yeah. Kevin Bacon. And so he Kevin Bacon basically caught him when he was doing his killing. And so now when he gets himself freed, he creates a cult of people who set a story based around Kevin Bacon. So, like, they're fucking up. I mean, he has people.
Hold on, so the dude that caught him ends up starting the cult?
No, Kevin Bacon, he catches. So it's his English teacher who's a.
Serial killer.
Who's a serial killer. And all his killings are based around Edgar Allan Poe.
Okay.
And so Kevin Bacon figures it out, catches him in the middle of one of his little things, throws him in jail. And while he's in jail, Kevin gets close, you know, to trying to really understand him. So he devises a plan to get Kevin back in, like, the worst way possible. You know what I mean?
This English teacher guy.
This English teacher. So he's like physically, mentally breaking him down in all sorts of fashion, like killing people he loves, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And he has a cult of followers. And these cult of followers are like no ragtag. These motherfuckers are in like, you just never know who's who. So like Kevin.
It could be somebody working as a doctor or.
Well, perfect example. So like, he gets free.
The English teacher dude.
The English teacher gets free.
Oh, shit.
He escapes from jail. They're off searching and finding him. He's leaving clues. So. like, they'll get one of his people, his cult people, pinned down someplace, right? And they'll send in SWAT. And it turns out the people, some of the people in SWAT are inside the cult. So you just never know who the fuck.
So this dude is that gangster though, like that.
Because he studies psychology, so he's pinpointing stuff in people's minds. You know what I'm saying? To get them to be down. Like, people are just willing because they're like, I feel like I'm, you know, I'm just existing. Blah blah blah. So that's a really good one. The second season probably should be coming up soon. And the other one is Luther, which if you don't follow Shadow and Act on Facebook or the blog, it's a really good blog. But they talked about it, where Idris Elba is playing, like, if you guys haven't seen Alex Cross, unfortunately it was made with Tyler Perry.
Yeah,
but
I still haven't seen it though.
It was okay. It's just hard for me to picture Tyler as an action hero.
Why did you go see that?
I rented it because I actually saw a preview or a review of the guy who wrote the book, and the guy who wrote the book wrote it with a guy like Tyler Perry, like the way he was, his genetic makeup was made. He was like, Tyler Perry actually fits the way that I had already planned Alex Cross to be.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, so this has come from the writer then. I might as well go see it. And he did a good job because, dude, Matthew Fox was in it as this, like, you know, he was a fucking military head that went off crazy and started murking folks, and he, like, knew all sorts of martial arts. I'm like, now how the fuck Tyler Perry gonna go off fighting a nigga with martial arts? But Matthew Fox was hella small. Matthew Fox was, like, maybe, like, 155 pounds.
Okay,
and Tyler Perry's, like, 6'4", 200. So they ended up, like, injuring Tyler Perry's arm, so it's literally like
one hand versus
right. So he has his weight in his one hand versus this dude's, you know, bevy of skills. Yeah. So it was cool, but basically that's what Luther is, but it's just on a totally different flip. So he's a motherfucking urban detective in Britain.
Okay.
And he's solving when I tell you that Britain's writing is sometimes on a completely other level.
It definitely is.
It's crazy. Because the way it starts off is he catches this chick who's brilliant. Who's like a brilliant killer.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't figure out how to prove that she committed the crime. And so her whole stick is that she needs people to know that she's brilliant. And he's the only one that recognizes it. So they ended up, they have a love-hate relationship. So she's helping him catch other serial killers.
Wow.
But he's under investigation by the department because he did some shit previous to a serial killer.
Okay.
And so he's about to get thrown away. So in order to keep him on the job and keep him trying to figure her out, understanding her brilliance, she helps him stay on his job.
Okay. Okay.
So it's crazy. She be jumping inside of his love life. It's dope. It's like, it's got 2 seasons on Netflix, so I definitely would suggest checking it out.
All right. My main independent, every week we're gonna review a review.
And we won't say every week because this took.
Well, every time we have a show,
every Land of Cal show,
We'll talk about an independent black film or this independent film period. Just give them some light and show them some love. This one is called Big Words. It's starring. Let me give you guys who is starring. Because I'm tripping. It's on Netflix too. Make sure these are on Netflix for you can at least
check them out.
And you know, if you want to wait and try to find other bootleg means or something like that. And this one is starring Dorian McKissick. He's actually from a dope web series called what is the name of that show? I can't remember it now. Linux Avenue. He's one of the main characters on Linux Avenue. Kingba, he played Chris Parlow on The Wire.
Okay.
He's in it as well. And Darian Seals Evans is in there. And also Yaya Alifia, the chick from America's Next Top Model.
Right. She was in The Butler.
Yep. She was in The Butler?
Yeah, I was in The
Butler. I still ain't seen that shit either.
Yeah.
That's what I saw. Okay, this movie's kind of I give it. I'm gonna give it a 6, but I like the way the concept was going with it.
Mm.
It's basically the story is told of this 3 dudes that was in a rap group that was finna blow up and they break up, and it shows them like 10 years later though where they all at and they all come together on this the night that Barack Obama wins the election. And they all come together, though, to learn about each other, I mean, where each other at. But they all on different paths in different places in their lives.
Okay.
Like, one of them is gay, you know what I'm saying? So you get to see this hip-hop dude, and he's, like, the main one talking the most shit about bitches. And he ends up being gay. Which is how it is in life. But it just shows them, you know, shows the how where they all are in life, though. I don't want to spoil it for people, but it's a pretty cool movie. I just didn't like the way it overall could have went. That was just kind of my kind of thing. But I think it's worth checking out. So I give it about a good 6. Definitely good, worth checking out, though. It's called Big Words, and it's actually directed by Neil Drumming and written by Neil Drumming as well. So definitely you want to check that out, Big Words. We got movies that are coming up, Ted. I'm going to throw
Winter
some
Soldier.
Out. Winter Soldier is the first one coming out. What do you think so far from the trailers that they dropped?
It looks dope. Winter Soldier looks extra dope, actually. I wasn't really keen on the first Captain America. I mean, I thought it was cool, you know, but I think in comparison to the other stuff that was dropping, like, I don't know. It didn't seem as good. I don't know. But now that Bucky's back, I'm kind of excited.
Yeah, I think from the previews, it looks pretty goddamn dope.
It does. I mean, I think with the first one, I think it was just a letdown because I like when people fight competitive enemies. Like, I hate when it's be like, you know.
You get all this build up and it ain't no real fight.
Or it's just like something that's not really like, you know.
Kind of an Expendables. Like
I don't want it to be.
Expendables 2 when Van Damme and fights Sylvester Stallone is like 2 minutes.
It's more like what was it? Horrible. Unbreakable.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All this build up and it was.
Right. But it's all this build up. But the guy he's fighting.
You didn't like Unbreakable?
I think, I guess the reason what I don't like about Unbreakable.
Because it was
like,
the build up.
Well, he's got all this stuff. Like, he's a creative genius. So then when it's time to match up, like, you know who's going to. Dude, the nigga's name is Mr. Glass. Like, there's not going to be any physical altercation. That shit's over. So that's kind of how I felt about the Red Skull. It was just like, and maybe just because I felt like Red Skull was old.
Okay.
You know, so here's, you got a super soldier hitting motherfucking, who's free running, doing CrossFit on niggas. And then you know, runs to the Red Skull, whoops his ass in this game. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to be like a matchup. Like I wanted to see some shit like how it was in the last Hulk.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
You know, Hulk versus, you know,
Abomination.
Abomination.
Right. Now, like, I was fighting through all.
Right.
Through
right. It's a straight up matchup. It's like, no, you know what I mean? Like, I want to see shit like that. So I think that's what this is gonna be. You know what I'm saying?
All right, another. I think it's gonna be a good one. I think it's gonna be definitely a good one. Next one, the trailer for, Sin City popped off. Did you see the new trailer?
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. Interesting take the way they're gonna do it. I mean, but I like Paul Rodriguez as a director though, so I'm interested to see how it goes. It's only like a minute and 15 though. It's real like, boom, 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 kind of all over the place though. Yeah. So definitely, I need to check that out. Definitely, we'll talk about that another time, though, especially because it doesn't come out until, I think, the August. So
okay. We
got time. Spider-Man 2 is dropping soon, too. What do you think about those trailers so far?
With Jamie Foxx and Paul Giamatti.
I'm concerned about so many villains. That's my only concern.
I think it's going to be because it's only two, right?
Uh-uh.
Who's the third? Is Hobgoblin or Green Goblin?
No, Green Goblin is the third one.
Okay. I mean, I think it's going to be like the third. I don't know. I just feel like they're not going to make the same mistake
that they did before.
Yeah. Or it's going to be brief. Like, he going to end up catching the Hobgoblin real quick in the first one, and then the other two are going to
be the main.
The main two.
Yeah. I mean, I like, it's a good look for Jamie Foxx, too, though, Blaine. I've not shitted on him. Just not said he's one of the better actors. I think it's a good look for him, though, doing that movie, though, right. In that kind of role. Another film that people have been, you know, pumping up. And Sean, is Dawn of the Planet Apes coming out?
I think if it has any sort of momentum from that first one,
did you see the previews for it?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That was probably the one. That's probably the most unanticipated blockbusters I've seen in a while. Like, I didn't know what to expect, and I didn't have. Mm-hmm. But it was a dope ass. It was my favorite movie of that summer.
Oh, Rise of the Planet Apes
was the best movie I saw that summer, and it was like, damn, okay. And it was like, I don't know, this captured everything that you would kind of want to look at from Planet of the Apes.
But I think
you look at it because you're black, too. Maybe it's different. Because, you know, the original Planet of the Apes is basically talking about black people. Like, it's like spoofing the black people. Yeah.
Well, I think in this last one, it was weird because it was like, I think they did. They took it kind of like a documentary style in the beginning. I think that's what captured everybody. Cause,
and know, I think it made you sympathize with the characters more than in like the one they had with Mark Wahlberg.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, because it was, well, the one with Mark Wahlberg was set in a completely different aspect. Yeah, like, he's the protagonist, and this one, the protagonist is actually the CGI. It's a fucking ape.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it's the, but it was dope is the angle that they took at it. Like, they showed him literally growing up in this house. You know what I mean? Like, you see him from the very beginning, like being a, you know, a baby to him, you know, and all the shit he's trying to struggle to free the ape. Like, think about it. When was the last time you seen, outside of a fucking Disney cartoon, where the main character is an animal?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That are, and it's an animal personified. You know what I mean? So now he, they starting to give him personal and human characteristics. You know what I mean? So, like, he's smiling. He's, you know, he's doing sign language. He can write. He can draw. You know what I mean? So you start to develop a relationship because you, you know, you're starting to see those yourself
as that,
in those things.
That's real. But I, so I'm looking forward to that. You see the Godzilla trailer just dropped?
I did. It's, that shit's weird.
I don't know how to feel about it.
I still don't know because I like the fact, again, it's the same shit. It's the same shit. Like, I like to see healthy competition. Like,
but no, there's supposedly supposed to be other monsters in there that Godzilla's fighting.
Get the fuck out of here. Are you serious?
Two other monsters is fighting in there, supposedly.
So he coming to say today?
No, I. But
he like I can fuck up Tokyo.
Well, you know, but shit, some shit I end up finding out though from researching. Godzilla's a woman, a girl.
Oh, it's a girl.
Godzilla's a girl.
Yeah, that would make sense because that would make. Because then they have a movie called the. It wasn't called Son of Godzilla. There was another Godzilla where Godzilla had a baby.
Yeah, Godzilla's a woman.
But how the fuck you have a baby? You know.
You know, like, but I mean, I don't know. But it's supposed to be a girl, though.
Well, I mean, I like the trailer when they were jumping out the plane. They start seeing all that shit. But it was just like, you didn't even really get a chance to see a good shot of Godzilla.
No, which is good. I mean, which is good, though. That you don't get to see it, though.
Because I thought that, I thought, what's the name was going to be Godzilla? Cloverfield.
Oh, yeah. But Cloverfield was,
Nah, Cloverfield was aliens.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Cloverfield 2?
Cloverfield 1 wasn't even really that bad. It wasn't bad at all, but I didn't think it was realistic. Ain't no nigga gonna be running around the entire time with a goddamn camera on his face.
Yeah, it's different monsters though that he's gonna fight in there though. Like, here's one of them right here for the toy. Right here. Yeah, it's the toy for it right here for the one of my. So he's fighting. So he does have people he's gonna be fighting though.
Okay.
No, that's the one of the people things gonna be fighting. Mm-hmm.
It does. Yeah.
But I like it. My boy from was it Brandon Bob Cranston, from Breaking Bad. I can't remember his name now. Brian. Yeah, it's Brian Cranston. I was right. Okay. Which is also what people thought was gonna be Lex Luthor, and they thought he was gonna be Lex Luthor in
No,
he's not though. But that was what everybody was thinking that he was gonna be though. Yeah, but after it makes sense though that they cast because they wanted Lex Luthor to be the age of Superman though. So yeah, they cast somebody younger. They wanted him to be.
Well, who's the Lex? Who's the Lex Luger? Lex Luthor.
It's a young actor.
Yeah, I forget. I just saw him the other day.
Which I think that movie may end up maybe being fucked up, though.
Why? Because Ben Affleck's Batman?
They just pushed it back and shit. And now, the more and more I was thinking about it with that movie, though, I think that DC just came up with that shit out of nowhere. Like, literally,
nah,
I think...
it went out of nowhere.
I think it is. I'm going to tell you how I think it went down. This is in my world. When they dropped... when Marvel dropped all that shit at Comic-Con, right. Them motherfuckers sitting in the back, though, what we going to talk about? Batman versus Superman. Fuck it. Let's say it. We ended it. Fuck it. We just going
Nah.
Dude, I'm telling you, that's how that shit went. Nah. It was like, fuck, man.
Nah, they
What do y'all have? Batman versus Superman. We got that coming up.
Nah.
And people are like, oh, shit. I'm telling you, man. Nah. They came up with that shit.
They've been talking about this shit for hella. The reason why you know what made them do it, though.
With the Avengers?
Yep.
Avengers coming out with part 2 next year.
Right. But that's why, though. That's what made them start considering.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They talking about they was making Avengers 2. They was like, we got to come out Batman versus Superman.
When the Avengers 1 dropped.
Jesse Eisenberg is the dude that's going to play Lex Luthor. Jesse Eisenberg.
I like him. I just don't. He's not going to be as strong as Lex Luger to me, though. Because that's more of a. I like the Lex Luger that's kind of like. That be lifting weights and shit. Like, you ever
getting
seen.
Buffed, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's still not going to be no match for Superman. That nigga can be motherfucking. Yeah,
throwing
you know.
People through.
But.
Telling you, man. DC no, was sitting there. And I'm telling meeting, you what happened. No, they said, like, you heard they coming out with Avengers 2. Shit.
What happened? Avengers 1's drop was like one of the big all-time.
And they thought they was going to be able to get their Justice League out in time.
Well, they weren't. That's the problem. The difference was Marvel, since all the Marvel beginnings, those Easter eggs had always been.
To set up for the Avengers. I'm trying to think back. Did Iron Man 1 have an Easter egg in it for? I don't think it did. I think they came up with that idea after Iron Man 1 was successful.
When did he start talking about finding Hulk? Was it Iron Man 2?
It was Iron Man 2, I think.
You had to see.
I don't think the original Iron Man. I think they maybe they thought about it, but I think they wanted to see how good that was. Because
when did they start doing Easter eggs? Because I feel like they did Easter eggs in X-Men. I think there was an Easter egg in Iron Man 1.
It might be.
No. Didn't it say in Iron Man... Didn't one of them end and say that what's-his-name will be back in Iron Man 2?
No, that was Iron Man 3.
They said that Tony Stark will return?
Yeah, for Avengers 2.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. I'm finna Google here just to see real quick. If anybody has anything on it. But,
Yeah, well, they were just trying to say, because Marvel had been leading up to the Avengers.
Man, them motherfuckers just came out that shit the last
And them niggas was like, yo, we got it. Because think about it, the only thing
they have left to be able to go forward to even compete with that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is that they had to build towards the Justice League, but the thing is, they didn't have, the only thing DC had was Batman. And Batman was killing the game until Spider-Man. Thor,
but it's
all
not,
the X-Men, all the origin stories, they were killing these dudes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's because DC's characters have horrible villains, too. If you go back and look, they got horrible villains in DC. Except for Batman's the only one that has good villains.
Well, that's probably true.
Yeah, go but look at them villains they got, though, and shit, though. No, man.
They got some decent villains.
We go slap the shit out of some of their villains.
Some of their villains is cool. I mean... I just think that they just needed to lead up to some shit. And so they was like, damn. And now that that new Superman, because that Superman was dope.
You think so?
Yeah, I thought the Superman was really good. Besides.
No, Superman was cool. I'm
besides him fucking.
Okay, they are. It's the Easter egg. No, there's Iron Man Easter eggs in other movies.
There are no Easter eggs in.
Oh,
Iron
no,
Man.
No, it is one. It says when Stark is taking his suit off after his dogfight with the F-22s, off to the right of his workbench, you can see Captain America's shield.
Oh, yeah, yep. I remember that.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, they were leading into all the rest of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, DC's just trying to compete at this point. And there's nothing that's going to compete. And I don't know why the fuck they keep pushing the shit back, but. And Ben Affleck as Batman, that's going to take some getting used to.
What you mean now, man? Yeah.
But it's cool. I mean, if they can get somebody on the caliber of, because who's doing it? Who's doing the directing? Is it the same dude that did Return of Superman?
Yeah. He's doing that one.
Yeah, then it should be cool.
I don't know, man. They scrapped the first script already and pushed it back. DC is fucked.
I just feel like it's difficult.
DC is fucked. This Guardians of the Galaxy looks pretty goddamn good, too. That's the next one I'm talking about. Right. And I'm not even a Guardians of the Galaxy fan like that, honestly. But that trailer looks fucking good.
It does.
The thing that Marvel's fucking playing with house money right now, dog. Think about, they're finna basically launch a series of people that people don't have an attachment to so they can do whatever the fuck they want to with the Guardians of the Galaxy because they ain't that many people that fucking read it.
Right. Well, that's true.
So they can really kind of, they have more movement to kind of do with different things and move around. And that's why they said it was kind of like more comedic because they could kind of, because they can have more liberties with it.
Right.
That's why they are winning right now, man. Dude, think about it. They got to drop on Guardians of the Galaxy, Captain America this year. That's two right now. That's in 1 year.
We should go back in our childhood, dog, and start drafting some scripts from some black heroes, man. But no, no. But I'm talking about like the ones, not Marvel, not DC, but like with like Black on. Like you remember
Static Shock.
Static Shock. Icon.
What's Icon?
Oh God, I had to. He was like a black Superman.
Okay.
I got those comic books somewhere. It was a whole bunch.
It was a whole bunch of them that was like that. That I was feeling though back in the day. Like I don't remember the comic book Stormwatch.
Stormwatch, yeah.
Yeah, well, they remember their leader was black. The head of Stormwatch was a black dude.
That's the same. That's from Image Comics.
His Image, yeah. Back Spawn, I dated to reboot Spawn.
Dude, Spawn would be gangster now, dog. Spawn would be so.
Especially the way that all the dark shit.
All the dark shit, dude. Spawn would be so gangster.
I know Michael. Jai White has been trying to get it rebooted too. So I don't know if he was starring it or not, but he's been.
With all the CG, I don't see why not.
Yeah. Two more movies before we get out of here that are coming up that we, you know, the people checking out. Transformers 4, man, coming out June 27th.
Caught me off guard, bro. I didn't even know shit about it.
No, I mean, I heard about it, and it was more like one of them things like, oh, yeah, I heard Marky Mark was going to be in it and shit, though, but I didn't think they was going to drop it. Like, it feel like this is, like, super soon. Like, I heard about it, but I was like, oh, man, they ain't going to come out that shit like 2017 or some shit.
Right.
And they talking about June.
Well, they just trying to capitalize on it, because, I mean... Think about it. What's it called? Was what? 2 years ago?
Too much Transformers? Is it three? It might be three. It might be 2011. I think it's 2011.
Nah, I can't.
Yeah,
nah.
I think the last Transformers was 2011.
I thought it was 2012.
It's 2011.
You think so?
Yeah.
You might be right. Because when did the second Transformers come out? 2000 what?
It's 2011. June
23rd, 2011. Wow. That shit's just not hitting fucking FX.
Yeah. So that... And then it kind of looked... The preview... Like, I rewatched the preview because the first time we watched it, we was at your mom's crib for the Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
And it kind of just caught me off guard. Like, what the fuck? But then I went home and rewatched it. And it looks kind of lame.
What? You think so?
Rewatch it again and you'll be like Optimus Prime is riding the Dinobot. In the preview, if you really go re-look at it.
You gotta, dude, you gotta support.
You know this is gonna suck monkey balls, man. Marky Mark, man.
Marky Mark?
It's good, but I could just, this is gonna, I'm telling you ahead of time, my Optimus Prime is riding Grimlock, dude.
What's wrong with that?
Dog, riding Grimlock?
What's wrong with it?
Come on, Tanner.
Dude, think about it. We were talking about this for a minute.
Come on, Tanner.
We were talking about this for a minute. They fighting a motherfucking planet.
Come on, man.
They fighting a motherfucking planet.
Riding Grimlock. Do you remember how Grimlock one fuck? He barely fucked with fucking Transformers.
That's probably why, because they fighting a fucking planet.
But he barely fucked with him. He used to be mad, but like, Grimlock don't do that.
It don't matter. You do what you got to do if you fighting a fucking planet. If Mars, the planet, was like, we finna fuck Earth up unless you ride Grimlock, 30 niggas would be, 30 Transformers would be on Grimlock back, nigga. It don't matter.
I'm not feeling it, man. I think I'm gonna go see, and that's the fucked up part of it all. I'm still gonna
see it.
We talk so much shit about all these movies. I'm still gonna go see the motherfucker.
It's tapped into your childhood, dog. I'm waiting on this motherfucking for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
See, now I'm gonna have to kick a motherfucking chest though. It's Michael Bay.
I was thinking the exact same myself. I said I would do hurricane kicks all the way to L.A. just to make sure
But you know it's gonna be fucked up though. It's Michael Bay. It's going to have dope graphics. It's going to be dope, but the plot's going to be fucked up. They're going to have them dudes like, man.
These niggas are getting like, hey. What's funny is, I really want to know the premise, because these niggas in like ancient samurai gear.
They're going to do some dumb shit, man. They're going to do some dumb shit. Trust me, man. It's going to be some dumb shit. Trust me. The last one, X-Men. Days of Future Past.
I need to see the trailer.
Looks donkey balls once again. That's looking even worse. It's looking even worse than Transformers.
Are you kidding me? Why?
Dude, did you see all the those? I told you, Google all them covers, all the different people that's in there. They got Empire magazine did a cover. Every cover has a different person from the movie on it.
Bring it up, man.
Yeah. Number one, they have Quicksilver looking like a motherfucking like, he looks like a douchebag dude that you knew from, like, high school. And we went to white high schools. He looks like the douchebag dude, though. I don't want to put nobody's name out there. We went to high school with and shit, though. Cause I'm
hey, Rim, see if you can pull up that picture. What is it, Empire?
It's Empire Magazine.
X-Men Empire Magazine.
Yeah, I'm pulling up now, too.
That's funny as fuck.
Yeah, here it is.
How many people are in there?
55. Literally. They got like 28 covers.
It's 28 motherfuckers in this thing?
Yeah.
How you
and they got motherfuckers in there. They put Quicksilver in there. He said he's in there just for one scene. I really just wanted Quicksilver in there for one. Bryan Singer is fucking crazy, man.
He did the first Spider-Man, didn't he?
Uh-uh. He did the two X-Men. The first, I think the second X-Men or the second. No, he did the first two X-Men.
They were good.
No. So those are some of the covers, though. Like, you know, they got Havoc.
That's Havoc. All right.
So, and they said it's supposed to.
Deadpool?
See, now that's supposed to be like fan made, though. That's fan made, too.
Yeah, because that's from the movie.
Yeah. Now that's not fan made. That's Rogue is. No, that's Kitty Pryde.
Kitty Pryde, right.
Mystique. Yeah, those are fan made there. That's Toad, though. That one is real, though.
With Which
Toad.
One?
That's the
Sentinel?
That's the Sentinel. The future Sentinel, though. It's two different Sentinels.
Right.
They got a modern era Sentinel and a future Sentinel. That's the modern era Sentinel. That's the future Sentinel right there.
That's a future Sentinel?
Yeah. Looks fucked up.
That nigga look like a ninja.
Yeah, it looks fucked up. That's Toad right there, though. You see right there to the left. Yeah, right there is Toad, which I think is the one in the middle there. And that's the douchebag fucking... go back to the image. Quicksilver, yeah. There's Iceman.
Yeah, he's in the following, too. So that's fan-made.
That's fan-made right there. Of course, Wolverine's in, and they keep on going back to that well. And that's like Colossus is in it.
How do you know which one's real, which one's not?
Because I seen them all. I seen all the covers.
So there's Toad right there. No, that's Nightcrawler.
Then it's Bishop.
Is that Bishop? Yeah. Who the fuck playing Bishop?
The African dude from he's been in a whole bunch of shit, man. But he's like French African though. I forgot his name. Y'all fans out there from Lando Cal, y'all can. That's the Quicksilver douchebag right there, man. Look at this dude. Look at him, man. Look like a douchebag, man.
Click on that real.
Look at him, man. He looks like a douchebag, man. That's Quicksilver.
Where's the real?
That's the cover part.
I want to see the whole cover though. That's funny as hell. That's probably him to the right over there.
He looks weak, dude.
Far right around. Is that the same thing? Nah. Who the fuck is that?
Which is my word?
That midget.
There it is, right there. That's Toad, the one that's the midget. That's him right there. That's it right there.
Yeah.
Don't he look like a douchebag?
And that's the actual cover.
Yeah. Of the magazine.
So Storm's coming back, or is that fan made?
Storm's coming back. She's in there.
Who is this to the?
Storm's in there. That's William Stryker, though, is the one with the army stuff on. Yeah, he's in there. Because, you know, he's one of the main people that institute the Sentinels, trying to get the Sentinels popped off.
Right.
But I'm going to go see this as well, though. But it looks real whack. But I'm probably going to go see it again as well. Maybe I can bootleg it and justify it. But it's so messed up because you do want to see it on a big screen, though. You know, they got the Beast in there.
Amos. Where's Rogue?
Yeah, they got. I mean, these are all people in here, man. Oh, yeah, here's the. They got an Asian American brother. I mean, not Asian American. Native American brother in there, which is Night Wolf, I think. Warpath. Warpath.
Yeah, I was going to say Night Wolf.
Warpath. Warpath. My bad. Warpath, which is a dope character, though. That's him. I found all the covers on one thing.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. Then they got another dude I never heard of. And other people even talking about.
So the Sentinel's going to be fucking all these niggas up. Because all these motherfuckers ain't going to make
Some people going to. A lot of these got to die.
Toad dead.
No, cool. Toad's a villain, I think. Toad is a villain that's down with Magneto. So he's in the past.
But they don't work. But you said there's some old Sentinels too, right?
Yeah, but they're. But oh, you know what? Yeah, because they're going to be shooting against.
They kill them. Yeah, they kill the mutants.
You think Toad's going to die?
Yeah. Give me all the secondary characters.
I think all damn near everybody in the future is gonna die. I think Bishop's gonna die.
No.
I think
they killed the brother in the last one.
Yeah, he gonna die too. Come on now. I think this other dude, the Native American brother is gonna die. Warpath.
Nah, he gonna live.
He's gonna die.
He gonna live.
He's gonna die.
He gonna live.
I think Storm's gonna die.
Storm's gonna live.
She's gonna die. Sunspot is his other dude's name. That's
dead. Sunspot's dead. No, not Wolf. Warpath's gonna live. The nigga's name is Sunspot. That nigga's dead. He gonna die in the opening.
He gonna do his power and then get killed.
He gonna do that. What's the old X-Men song? Dead. Right there. As soon as the beat drops, Sunspot is dead. That nigga sound like a soft drink.
That's how they did Morph on the original one, too. That motherfucker was dead in the first 2 minutes.
Who?
Well, they thought it was dead in the first 2 minutes. Morph.
See, I don't even remember that nigga died so fast.
Morph that could change into different people.
Oh, yeah.
But he died, and then they brought him back like 2 seasons later, and, you know, because he got mad because he was down with Sinister.
Sinister, yeah.
Because they thought, because they left him, but they just didn't know what happened to him.
Sunspot. That nigga sound like... He sound like a little citrusy soft drink. Drink Sunspot.
Sunspot, that's his name.
Dead. Toad.
Toad's dead?
Dead.
Wolverine's never gonna die.
Nah.
What about Rogue? She's in there.
Nah, she alive.
Kitty Pryde?
Possible, but because of who's playing her, I think she gonna live.
All right, this is another character.
Ellen Page.
Sunspot is a character I've heard of. I'll take that back. But this other character that's a girl, though, she's going to die. This is Blink. Her name is Blink.
What's her superpower?
She's like Blink. You can, like, Blink, and she gone, like, you know, Blink. Like, she disappears and shit. I think she does, like...
I can't that was most bullshit excuse. He's like, nigga, blink, nigga. Just,
you know, blink. You know,
she be blinking hella fast. You know, then she disappears.
And it hypnotizes you to blink. this motherfucker keep blinking.
I can't see straight because she keep blinking. She's dead.
She's dead.
Her name Blink? Yeah, she's dead.
Let's see.
Who fuck
you think? You think the old Magneto's gonna die? The old Magneto.
I don't think any of them gonna die. I don't think Professor X gonna die. Unless this is the last one, because Magneto got to run.
Have another one because they supposed to have, you know, Apocalypse is the next.
That's
villain,
when though. That's when Magneto gonna die.
Everybody got to die. Apocalypse, he can't die. Apocalypse is eternal.
Yeah.
And they gotta have Cable on that too though. So I'm wondering if they gonna do a kind of thing for that. But another thing, back to the Guardians of the Galaxy, before we get out of here, though, you know that Vin Diesel is supposed to be playing one of the characters, they say, right? They're playing the tree dude. Vin Diesel is supposed to be the voice
tall dude? Oh, okay. Vin Diesel's right. I was like...
Up. But they're saying it might be... that's people suspect that he's playing him. They think that they're finna flip it and have Vin Diesel play Thanos, but just putting him as in one of the characters in the credits as somebody. So people are assuming that he's playing that character because nobody's been listed
right.
for anything else.
He would be dope as Thanos.
But like, they're thinking that they're sneaking him in, though, as Thanos at the end, though, but having him in the credit role as that.
He's the voice of Thanos?
No, just as Thanos.
Because...
But nobody... Because this character has a voice. Nobody doesn't... You haven't even heard this character's voice in the fucking preview.
But this... Who? Thanos?
No, the tree dude.
No. Here's what I'm saying.
There's a tree dude who's been playing by Bradley Cooper, though. He's the voice of the Rockin' Raccoon, which is his boy.
Right. Here's what my confusion is. Because Thanos is in...
Oh, Rockin' Rabbit or Rockin' Raccoon? I think it's Rockin' Raccoon. Rockin' Raccoon.
Thanos is... He's at the end of Avengers.
Right, but they're trying to tie all this shit in,
that's
though.
What I'm saying. So he couldn't... That's why I said I could see Vin Diesel being Thanos, but not being...
The tree dude. Right, but people just assume that it's him, though. And it's like, I don't know if the Marvel's trying to do some trickery. That's kind of a rumor that they're trying to do some trickery. Because
if you think about it, Thanos didn't speak. Did he?
It was a black dude that played him actually at the end of that, though.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, that was a black dude that was in that.
I just custom. Remember him turning around and smiling. I don't remember him
Maybe
even...
Maybe he didn't talk, but I know it was a black dude that played that... That mock-up of Thanos at the end of that of Avengers. It's a black dude.
Or did he say good?
I thought he said good or something to the guy, though, because the guy said something to him. He said something like great or something.
All right.
So it's going to be interesting, though, because I'm looking forward to that as well. But, hey, this is another edition of Lando Cal. Thank y'all for listening again. No, Ted, any closing thoughts or anything like that?
Nah, man. Make sure that you...
keep hitting us up. StraightOLC@gmail.com, you know. Give us some reviews.
Give us some ideas on some shit we need to check out. Like on Netflix or some independent films. You know what I mean?
Topics, anything. Questions, whatever. You know, this is more... Going to be more a people show. We're going to start having some guests some comic book people that I've been looking at and talking to within the comic book field to help come on the show. So we're going to, you know, develop this out a little bit. We're trying to get Jason Lee on and some.
Quick shout out to Jay Lee. He just, well, he will be dropping a webisode, a web series called Two Black Dudes. So be on the lookout for it.
Former writer for the Cleveland
for
show.
For the Cleveland show. So we're going to try to get him on here too.
Is he going to be back in town soon? That'd be dope if you actually get him in the studio.
It's so difficult, man. Because
he come home, he come on me with the family.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's come and hoop with us a couple of times, but usually because they live out.
I remember we used to call him
immature.
Immature. Because of their hair. He used to rock their hair like Marcus Houston.
Yeah. Yeah, back in the day.
He rocked the, he had the little curly little shit like Marcus Houston used to in Immature and shit. He used to have that little curly little faded all on the sides, though, with the little curly part at the top. That was that motherfucker right there, man.
Yeah, but yeah, real talented dude, man. Talented pianist. So, yeah, we're going to try to get him on here so you guys can
learn a little bit more.
Yeah, learn
a little
more about him and what he's doing, man. So,
but definitely keep hitting us up with all the different things and all the love, and we'll see y'all. I'm not going to say when. We're just going to be back.
We'll be back sometime.
We'll be back soon.
In the future.
With more Lando Calrissian. Thank you. Wow.